Thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's been a couple months. Interview 101 today. I have Lindsay Cannon, just recently graduated from Holmdel High School last night. Congratulations, Lindsay, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First, to start off, challenging year, with everything with school, with COVID, and, you finally, got to graduation yesterday. How did it feel, finishing? Well, first of all, what kind of challenges do you see during the year, and how did it feel, you finally finished?
During the year, especially being a senior, it was very difficult some days just to want to get out of bed, turn on your computer. Senior year, have all these expectations that you want to do all the fun things. Like, thankfully we had prom this year, but we weren't certain we were going to have it. We missed out on powder puff in the fall. There's just so many things that we wanted to do and we didn't get. So just getting out of bed, not even being able to socialize and see each other at school, it was pretty difficult, especially during the winter. But having our graduation without masks, it was amazing. And I'm so glad we actually got to have a real graduation. It made up for everything else. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous weather last night, and, good to see, families were allowed to be there, probably, made it even better, for all the students that graduated and are graduating the next couple of days. Background, one of the reasons I wanted to, have you on, because, one of the few athletes that completed four sports this season, that's quite an accomplishment. But, when you were younger, I know soccer, basketball, lacrosse were your sports in high school. Did you play anything else when you were younger?
I did. When I was younger, I did do swim team. I also did track and field for a year in middle school, and I really liked it, but it happened to be during the spring season and lacrosse came first for me. So I stopped that in high school. But I think that's it for the outside sports. I never played volleyball.
How about you never play softball when you were younger either?
That's the one sport softball just never clicked with me. I couldn't do it. So yeah. I didn't play that one.
It seems like if you're like a soccer and basketball player, lacrosse wasn't around when I was in high school. On the high school level, it wasn't around. But it seemed like if you were soccer and basketball, softball or baseball did not fit in with, because, you need more of a fast paced, style player than just sitting there waiting for the ball to get hit to you.
Right, right.
I remember when I worked for the newspaper, I dreaded going to baseball and softball games, just, especially little league games I would have to cover for the paper. Some of them were brutal. Did you have a favorite sport when you were younger?
When I was younger, my primary focus was on basketball. Okay. But again, I played all these sports because I loved them all and I would never be able to pick one. I'd say basketball was my primary focus and I put the most time and energy into it. But I also really love lacrosse. Volleyball was super fun. There's just different characteristics about each sport that I love.
Now, I read the article on NJ.com that they wrote, with you competing for sports. And I think you brought up working different muscles, I think, in that article. Now, it's something I started this conversation about 2 years ago with a lot of girls getting, the ACL injuries. And the bottom thing we're kind of pinpointing is those girls are pretty much only play one sport. Do you think that helped you, stay healthy, because you are working different muscles every sport? And I think, you hit the nail right on the head when you said, working different muscles in the sports.
Yeah, unfortunately, in all the sports and all the years I've played, I've seen so many girls go down with injuries because of overuse. And that's just one advantage of playing so many sports is that you do work on different muscles. There's different techniques you need for each sport, different ways to see the field. And I really feel like it does carry over to other sports. And by using different muscles, I'm never overusing certain ones. And I've never, and playing so many years, never had a serious injury, and finishing my career with 4 years of no injuries was something I was so grateful for. So I definitely think playing multiple sports has something to do with it.
Yeah. And these days it's so crazy, like literally AAU games were starting the week after basketball season ended for you girls, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, you're not even a week off, and you you're playing basically one sport, so I give you credit, being able to keep up playing, all the sports you loved, and balancing your time playing all those sports, that's pretty tough too. Do you have a younger sister, right?
I do, Allison.
What grade is she in again?
She's a freshman.
How was it, you know, playing soccer with her, you know, and sports with her this year?
Soccer, we had a lot of upperclassmen. So while she was pulled up as a freshman, she didn't really get to play with us that much. But basketball, she was one of, actually, I think the only freshman that made varsity. So it was really nice getting one season with her. And football was super cool because she was the quarterback of our team. And I was like a slot receiver, wide receiver. So we just had this really nice connection on the field that it was so much fun.
So you did the flag. I didn't even know you did the flag football too. That's awesome.
I did, yes.
It was funny because I was going to ask, why didn't you do the flag football? But that's good to know you did that. Do you think that you are, is it, you know, I know I'm going a little off topic here, but is that you hope something that DeShore is able to continue building, you know, that particular sport?
I mean, I've played my other sports for many years, but football is, there's just something about it that is just so, it's so much fun. It's so thrilling. It's a really fun sport. And I, unfortunately, I think they entitled it like a club this year, but I really hope that with the amount of girls that we had turn out and the other schools, the good competition, we just had the playoffs actually. I think it could easily become a varsity sport. It's just a matter of during what season, because certain athletes who already have a sport that season, that's the only problem you run into, but it's a lot of fun and I really hope it becomes a sport.
Yeah, so, you know, I know Madison LaRosa, you know, you played Shore in the finals, right? It was Shore versus
Yes, we Honda. Did.
And, you know, I know her and I, you know, just knowing her, I figured she, you know, she's definitely up for flag football. And if you get the right backing, because I know there's some, you know, some of the boys football coaches, they were, you know, involved and, you know, they were very, you know, very gung-ho about it. So if they could keep, you know, being vocal about it and keep building it, I could see that being a varsity sport.
Definitely.
Back to your sister, when you two were younger, did you have like some heated battles outside, you know, in the backyard?
Oh, we still do. And even my brother too. We used to all play basketball and it would be 1v1v1. So you'd have to try and get to the paint with two of your siblings absolutely mauling you. But it made us better. It made us competitive. So it was good.
How old is your brother?
My brother's in seventh grade.
So, okay. Do you always have to win when you're playing against them?
Oh, I'm the oldest. I better win or game doesn't count.
How is your, you know, your parents, how have they supported you, you know, through the years?
My parents have done the absolute most, aside from driving me to every practice, when my siblings also both play multiple sports, driving me to clubs, to whatever I needed for school, whatever I needed for sports, putting down the money for outside school sports like AAU, travel soccer, HYA lacrosse. They've just do so much for me. And my dad was actually the coach of the flag football team. So he put so much time and effort into helping us get to the championship and being the division champs, not the Shore champs, but division champs.
Yeah, that's great. And I, you know, you mentioned AAU travel and lacrosse. I don't know how you found the time to do all three of those sports, you know, besides the high school level, because I know how demanding it is and, you know, and it's not cheap. You know, my niece is starting PDA and, you know, the academy and the same as AAU. So, you know, parents, you know, finding a way and getting you to all these camps and, you know, trainers that are, you know, you don't just train in your town anymore. You train, you know, wherever, you know, you could get better at, you know, it's not like when I was younger, where you just trained with whoever the local trainer was. Moving on to high school, you know, what were some goals you set for yourself when you're, you know, your incoming freshman, you know, could be sports and, you know, academic goals too.
One of the big things at our school is NHS, the National Honor Society. So I knew I really wanted to be in that, I knew from the very beginning that I wanted to do something in the field of medicine. So I kind of focused my academic career. I took like Rutgers courses for anatomy, dynamics of healthcare, medical terminology, classes like those. I really wanted to get a good education. And thankfully, Holmdel has some of the best education, if not the best in the state. But so I just knew that when I went to Holmdel, I wanted to play sports 100%. But I also really wanted to get a good education out of my school and make friends along the way, which sports certainly helped me did. I had a really good time in Holmdel.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like Holmdel has a very close-knit, you know, group of students and stuff, which is, you know, actually probably helps, you know, you're not stressed going to school worrying about if you're gonna make friends or not, you know, that there was something when I was younger, not everybody got along with everybody back then. So I want to talk soccer first, since soccer is probably the sport I know the best. You went through a couple coaches throughout your career at home now. Did you find that difficult where, you know, in almost every, you know, 3 out of 4 seasons you had a different coach? Did you find that difficult?
I found it a little bit difficult because with every coach, they have a different style and they look for different things. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, if anything, it was a good thing because it actually made me work harder, because it's a new coach. You have to impress them again and prove yourself. So it was a little frustrating having to prove myself almost every single year besides from sophomore to junior year. But at the same time, it made me stay on my toes and work harder so that we could, you know, still make the team and have a spot.
What did you think? Did you think there was going to be a season this year going into soccer?
When summer season started, our coach said at our first practice, listen, I highly doubt that we're having a season. So, or not highly doubt, but he said, I'll be astonished if we end up having a season and not getting shut down. So I appreciate you guys coming out, but just keep checking your emails because we're not sure. So I went in with the mindset, you know what, I'll go to the summer workouts, stay in shape, but I doubt we're having a senior season. But luckily we did, and we never shut down once until the end, and we didn't even have COVID cases, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, we'll touch on that briefly at the end. You know, I brought it up to some of the, you know, the Middletown girls when I interviewed the Middletown girls, and, you know, it was just disappointing how, you know, especially the season your team had last year. That was actually going to be my next question. What do you think, you know, it was pretty similar team from your junior year to your senior year. What do you think the big change was that led to such a successful season this past season?
I think we did get some key players this year, like Juliana Koblowski. She really helped set the defense and the midfield together. A couple of seniors came back, Maggie Woji, Jules Brown, obviously with Sophia Mancino, huge player. But I think what really, really changed our mindsets and kind of fixed our, I don't want to say attitudes. No one had a bad attitude, but wanting a more competitive season. And I think Coach Nicarlo came in and he really helped get us all together. It was a lot of running in the preseason, I'll tell you that. I've never been so tired after practices in my life. But at the end of the day, I think it's what disciplined us, and it really helped us get that winning attitude and wanting to make something out of our season, our last season.
Yeah, you know, I saw your team twice. I was going to check them again during playoffs, but unfortunately what happened. But I saw the second RBC game and your team just, you know, the conditioning you guys had to do preseason, it definitely showed during that game, because you just the relentless attack, you know, it just you girls just didn't seem to get tired, and you just beat RBC to every ball, and, you know, it was such a dominating game that game. How did it feel, you know, you play RBC the first time, you know, they considered that an upset, but then you played them later in the week and you basically showed, hey, the first one wasn't an upset, you know, this is our team. How did that feel, you know, making those statement victories?
Well, after the first game, we kind of, Sophia Mancino especially, she on the bus, she said to us, listen, guys, they think that we didn't deserve to win this game, and we can either say, hey, we're so good, we just beat RBC, and go in with that attitude the next time we play them and get crushed. Or we can say, we want to prove again that you guys didn't win by luck, that we are the better team easily. And so we went out and we played, and we were the better team easily, because we didn't go in assuming we were going to win or that it was an upset before, that we were the better team.
Yeah, I was at that game, and it was a pretty dominant performance. The first game, you know, talking to parents, you know, they said you outplayed RBC. These are RBC parents. They told me you outplayed them the first game too. The players might have been saying it, but the parents said they didn't think it was a fluke that first game either. They thought, you know, the home belt, your team definitely deserved the win. Just touch real quick. What was your feelings when, you know, basically it got decided while you were playing your first round of your playoff game against Manchester. What was your feelings when, you know, a game ends and then later that day you find out, you know, your season's over and it had nothing to do with anything going on with the team?
It was pretty disappointing, especially because our coach had told us that we were going to have a Zoom meeting that night and no one knew why. Like, we thought we were just going to be pre-gaming or something. And then we see this tweet on, I forget where it was, basically saying that our season's over. So before our coach even got to tell us.
I hope that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. But so we didn't even get to hear from our coach that our season was over. And it was over because, or not because any of us had COVID, but because the boys team did. And our school decided to pull us out, even though we'd all gone virtual for the sports or for soccer. No one had COVID cases. It was just very disappointing to not feel like we had our town behind us, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, the sacrifices, not just in soccer, you know, basketball, you know, I know players that wouldn't leave their house, you know, in the fall season just because they didn't want to take the chance of being the person to ruin it for the team. They basically would just go to practice, go to the games and stay home and do their schoolwork. So, you know, being a teenager, I give you girls a lot of credit, you know, willing to, you know, sacrifice your social lives in order, you know, for what's best for the team. Moving to basketball. Now, basketball being indoors, did you think basketball was going to happen?
After soccer ended the way it did, and basketball getting pushed back twice, I think, I also did not think we were going to have a basketball season. And when we were all hearing about how we were going to get cameras installed because there weren't going to be spectators, we're all like, oh, there's no way the season's happening. Like, this sounds crazy. Like, not having spectators or that it was – oh my gosh, we were not expecting to have a season, but again, we got lucky. We didn't shut down once.
Yeah, that's how. Now, I went to only one game with no spectators, and then, you know, I went to a few games after that, but it was so awkward. I thought first of all, I was the only one in the gym a lot, but playing had to be like similar to like a practice. Did you think it affected you, girl? You know, I'm not just talking, you know, home though. I mean, just in general, do you think it affected? Because before the season started, I watched Rutgers prep for St. Rose from the year before where it was sold out. You know, it was a crazy atmosphere. And I was like, how could we have a basketball season without this? So did you think it affected early on?
I think we scrimmaged Manasquan first, and I can't speak for other girls, but when I went in, it didn't even feel like a game. I felt like I was just going to practice. We're just scrimmaging in practice against our own teammates, that kind of feeling. And I mean, the bench can only do so much. Like, we were definitely all cheering for each other, you know, still trying to keep that atmosphere, but it's just, it feels dead. There's no energy. It's definitely a lot harder to play when there's no spectators. And I never realized how important they were for the game.
Yeah, it was good. It was bad. I'm sorry, but what was your reaction when, cause it was really, what was it, like 2.5 weeks? And then they let parents in. Do you think that helped it? Yeah. Do you think that made a big difference? And, you know, being a senior, did that, you know, I know a lot of the senior players, you know, they were happy that, you know, that their parents were finally just allowed in to watch them play, the, you know, their last few, you know, high school games.
Yeah, my parents, I mean, I'm not playing sports in college, so my parents knew that this was it for me. My senior season, it kind of killed them not to be able to go. Yeah. And it killed me not for them not be able to be there to watch. But I think getting those parents back, even if it was just a few, it was funny because at first the parents didn't cheer because I think they were used to not being there. So it was weird at first, but eventually they got back into it, and it just helped bring back some energy into the gym and create a better atmosphere.
That's funny because another player from another school said that about the first game that parents were allowed at for her. And she said it was like they were afraid to cheer and stuff like that. Were you a fan the way the Shore Conference set up the postseason this year with the different pods?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that real quickly? I'm just grabbing my charger.
No, it's all right. The postseason, the way the Shore broke up the different playoff pods, were you a fan of that?
Personally, I thought it was I don't know. I think they did the best they could, and we got good competition still, regardless.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it was weird for me. I'm not used to that. It just felt like, I don't know. They did their best, so I'm not complaining. Just, it was weird.
Going back to your junior season, you know, you that division you play in, you know, Rumson, St. Rose, RBC, Manasquan. Do you think playing those hard teams help you for the postseason, even though you end up running into Manasquan both times in both postseason tournaments?
Some people say that we're like in a, we shouldn't be in the division we're in and we shouldn't be playing the teams we're playing, but I actually fully disagree. I think we beat RBC last year. I think we can compete with anybody. And I personally love playing those teams because we have everything to gain. They have everything to lose. We're a smaller town. We don't really get recruits or anything. So we all work together and it helps unite us and give us such a competitive edge that we want to beat these teams, and that carries over to the postseason. So I think playing them gives us a huge advantage.
How hard was it playing Manasquan four times in one season?
It was already hard enough, and not beating them a single time made it that much more painful. But again, every time we played Manasquan, you could tell, like, the day before the game in practice, it was just so much more intense, and everybody wanted it. We were all on the same page. We all wanted to beat Manasquan. It was the team goal. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. We got unlucky a couple games. Ryan was out or Carson was out. But at the end of the day, Manasquan's Manasquan. They're a really good program. And we weren't able to pull it off. But it was especially difficult, too, because the boys also lost to them four times. So Holmdahl had a losing streak against Manasquan that year.
What are the chances both the boys and girls play the same team four times?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
You brought up the RBC game. What was the message Coach Ault gave you girls before the game started?
I think it was that we as a program have everything to gain from this game and they have everything to lose. All we had to do was go out there and play our best, because at the end of the day, I mean, it was an upset for a reason. Nobody was really expecting us to be able to beat RBC. I'm not even sure that some of us believed we could beat them, but we did. And it was a really good pep talk. I remember that day was probably one of the best days in my high school athletic career. It was insane. I couldn't even go to sleep. It was just so exciting. But Coach Ault gave a really good pep talk for the game, basically just saying how all we can do is play together as a team and whatever happens, happens.
Last basketball question, just talk your relationship, you know, with Ryan, you know, Liv, you know, Emma and Molly, right? Molly, you know, that group of seniors, you know, playing together for a few years.
Me and Ryan, especially, Ryan actually lives right across the street from me. So we've grown up together. We were childhood friends, always played basketball together. Emma, Molly, and Liv, not really. She came in as a transfer, but we all played basketball together from when we were maybe 7 years old. Huh. So something you don't always get at other schools is that connection, because they have other girls come in from other towns. They've never played together before. Holmdahl never has that problem, because you play with the girls you grow up with. And middle school, we played with the younger girls, played with the upper girls. You had that connection going into high school. Liv fit in pretty nicely, actually. There's not too much tension there. And I know some other programs don't get as lucky with new girls coming in. So the seniors all were really close and had a good season together. And we know each other. We know how we play, and we know each other on and off the court.
Yeah, you group definitely. That's one thing good about public schools, too. You know, same town, you grow up with the kids, and you know, you get to know each other, you know, well, you know, playing from, you know, a young age. Moving on to lacrosse now. I don't know much about lacrosse. You know, I interviewed Chase Boyle a few months ago, yes. And of course, you know, lacrosse being her sport, you know, it was tough for me to ask her questions about lacrosse. But last year, what was the disappointment when you found out they were canceling, you know, the spring seasons?
Oh man, lacrosse is definitely one of my favorite sports, just because it's a lot more relaxed, I want to say, than my other sports. we're still a really competitive team, but some of the teams we play are not like the teams we play in basketball, like, you know, just complete dominance, ranked in the nation. So I love lacrosse and I look forward to it every year. It's the end of the year. It's better weather. It's spring. So not getting my junior season really stunk. And especially because we were all holding on to hope because they just pushed it back. And then they said they pushed it back again. And then when they finally canceled it, I think we all knew it was coming, but it was very disappointing.
Did you think getting 12 varsity letters was out the window when they canceled it?
I was pretty upset because not that it was my goal going into high school, getting however many varsity letters, but once I found out I was on track, I obviously wanted to try and go for it. So when I found out, I was like, oh man, not only do I not get my lacrosse season, now I might be losing like my opportunity to get that 12th varsity letter, which is pretty disappointing. I worked pretty hard to get it. And so that was pretty disappointing.
What any talk highlights that you had in lacrosse, you know, it could be team highlights or, you know, individual, you know, throughout your 4 years.
When I was a sophomore, sophomore year, we had really good seniors on the team, Kinsey Clark, Sam DeMeo, and Grace Mandini. They all hit 100 goals. Playing with them was really fun. This year, Jules Brown, another senior, got her 100th goal. And some of the highlights, I got to say beating, what team was it? Ocean and Jackson this year. They were really close games. Pretty good teams, pretty good opponents. And we came out with the win and it felt really good, especially coming off. Especially coming off that year gap, it was kind of difficult because some girls don't play outside school. So it was really good to come out with the win.
Volleyball, how long, when they announced the fourth season, how long did it take you to decide that you wanted to play volleyball?
I wanted to play volleyball since I was a freshman. I always wanted to. I just couldn't because it was the same season as soccer. So I always joked and I was like, oh, maybe instead of soccer, I'll do volleyball next year. I wasn't going to do that. But so when they made its own season, my friend, I actually have a pretty close friend on the team. She was like, oh, so are you playing volleyball now? Now it's its own season. And I may have been joking at first saying like, oh yeah, definitely. But then I thought about it and I thought, why not? I mean, I always wanted to. So I went for it.
Did you find a transition? Because I know a few basketball players that play volleyball. Did you find that, you know, it wasn't that hard of a transition playing volleyball?
It's interesting because I had like the height, the jumps because of basketball. Like I had some of the skills because of basketball, but let me tell you, learning volleyball, it's like learning a new language. Like I knew all the languages for basketball, soccer, lacrosse, but volleyball, I learned like new terminology that I never knew before, the positions. It was a hard adjustment at first, but once I got it, having like my basketball background, soccer, lacrosse, it really helped me to be able to play once I had all the knowledge and the IQ.
Last question, then we'll, you know, just talk about college real quick. You being a senior, you know, you finish your senior year, what are some things you were hoping, you know, doesn't have to be a particular sport, but you know, you wanted to pass down to the underclassmen, you know, like traditions or anything like that?
And volleyball specifically, or
no, any sport,
all sports,
yeah, all of them.
Ooh. For soccer, the tradition we really liked is Gold Digger. That always has to be the first song in the playlist, song you come out to. The seniors always did it with us. So we just know Gold Digger, soccer season. As far as basketball, we all did a preseason. Every game on the bus ride before, we would listen to sad music. And our coach always laughed. He was like, why are you listening to sad music? We have a game. But every time we listen to sad music, you seem to win. So that's another tradition I want to pass on. In lacrosse, we do this thing where in the school day, we didn't get to do it this year because it was hard with some people being virtual. Yeah. But during the school day, you pass the lacrosse ball around to your teammates in between classes. and whoever ends up with it at the end of the day has to do like some punishment or something funny for the team. Volleyball, I'm not sure I was on the team long enough or at the right time to know their traditions, but a fun tradition was before every game, they go to the locker room and they do a big chant. They cheer on the court. I really like the atmosphere of volleyball, very outgoing. And then flag football, definitely pasta parties, because being a new sport, we didn't really know like if we could do those, or senior night, we didn't really know. So I hope that comes into play and for the future, if it does become a sport.
Good. We'll just talk college real quick. Now you're going to Tennessee, right?
Yes.
What was some of the things that you liked at school that you picked Tennessee?
Well, I know Tennessee pretty well because I'm down there every year. My family lives there, and I visited the campus a lot. The campus is beautiful. Everyone there is so nice. I was a huge Peyton Manning fan growing up, so the fact that he went there, that was pretty cool, I thought. Pat Summitt has a lot of good athletics there. Ironically enough, I know Justine's going to be playing there in the next year, or the year after that. So I don't know, something about Tennessee, it just seemed like the right fit, and they have a good nursing program. It's definitely South. It might be a little bit of a culture shock, but I think I can adjust.
That was going to be my next question, what you think your major is going to be.
I'm definitely being majoring in nursing.
And, obviously for future, that's where you want to go into the nursing field.
Yes, I have a lot of nurses in my family, my cousins, my grandma. So I know the field pretty well.
Last question, I'm going to let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
To my younger self, I would just say to do what you want to do and do what makes you happy. Because going into high school, I had so many people tell me you should pick one sport, you should just stick with one, or you should go into... you should do either this or that, and I'm very glad that somebody even actually tried to talk me out of volleyball because they didn't want me to get hurt for lacrosse. I'm just very glad that I did what I wanted to do, because at the end of the day, the teammates I made, the friends I made on the team, and just the family that I built and the memories over all my sports and in school, the clubs I did, I wouldn't change a single thing or trade that for anything. And I'm so glad my high school experience turned out the way I wanted it to. So that's definitely the advice I would give my younger self.
That's great. You know, I ask that question to every player I interview, and you were probably the first person that said, you did what you wanted to do and not listen, what people were trying to tell you to do. So, I like that advice. Lindsay, I appreciate you taking time out tonight and to do this interview with me. And I wish you luck next year in Tennessee.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem.